Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Brady, everybody's talking about, like, what was it last night? His elbow, right? Now, I guess, is that the excuse of why the Dolphins beat him? I think the reason the Dolphins beat him was because Fitzmagic outplayed Brady. And it was that simple. They just wouldn't die. And the pick six of Brady was the end of that game. I thought that was the difference in the game. And then I just thought Fitzmagic played better. I mean, he just flat out wanted it, right? The guy played absolutely onions to the walls, and he deserved that win. That's all there is to it. Now, everybody else will say Brady's finished, Brady's toast, he's washed up, it's his final game, his last home game, the whole deal. Are you buying any of that, Carver High? Because they're playing this game. If they win, obviously they go on the road, right? For the next, the divisional semi. This will be their last, they'll go to Kansas City. But are you writing off Tom Brady that this is the end in New England? And are people really buying that?
No, look, I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. Until I see him standing at the podium with the suit on, with the tears streaming down his eyes that he's leaving the game of football, I'm not counting anybody out. I'm never doing it with him. I'm sorry. Until I see him actually stand up there and say I'm retired or I'm leaving or anything like that, they're alive. Now, do I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl this year? No, I do not. Is the whole empire going to crash down Saturday night at Foxborough against the Titans? I do not think so either.
It's the final year of his contract, the 42-year-old. The Pats are prohibited from assigning him the franchise tag, which creates a scenario unlike any he's ever experienced in his career. It could be his final home game with the Patriots. Brady was asked today whether he allows himself to consider those possibilities. He said, quote, "I haven't thought about those things. I wouldn't be thinking about those things anyway. It's felt like a normal week for me. I just approach practice like I always have and try to do the best I can. That's what I'm going to do this weekend as well." He said he hasn't been aware of others talking about it because I haven't turned a TV on. It's probably not the best after we lose to turn the TV on and listen to all the shows and stuff like that. There probably wasn't too many great things happening. I tried to lay low this week. He was lighthearted when he showed up for a press conference. He was playing around with a reporter's recording device. Then was asked about his 30 playoff victories. He said, "Is that good? Is that any good?" So to get his 31st playoff win against the Titans, he can't play the way he did against the Dolphins. We know that. Mafia, what do you think the Patriots are going to do against the Titans? And do you think it's Brady's last game with the Patriots?
I don't think it's his last game, even if they lose, because I think, you know, the one thing that we've seen from him in the last couple of years is defiance. Defiance of time, defiance of people saying he's done or that he should hang it up. Every time you seem to think that he can't do it, it seems to, you know, get that chip on his shoulder going again that we've heard about this whole career. Oh, we hear about, you know, hear about the chip on the shoulder about, you know, sixth round and no one wanted him, blah, blah, blah. Even when he became the greatest of all time, he needs that extra motivation that it seems like, and that's been the last couple of years, people saying, "You're too old. No one does it at this age. You got to hang it up soon." So I think that he's going to come back again, because I don't see him sitting there and saying, "You know what? I'm not good enough. I don't think I can do it." I think he really has to have a complete stinker of a season to have him come back and say, "This is time. I don't have it anymore." I think this year he can blame it on the fact that he had no talent with him in his own mind if he wants to, and say, I can still get this done. And I can't see the Patriots putting him out the
lows in touchdown passes, yards per attempt. It was 24 TDs, yards per attempt, 6.6, and touchdown rate, 3.9%. And everybody says it's because of the young or new receivers. They have mowed through receivers up there. They've always done that, though. Have they not always had a bunch of different receivers? They've always brought in different wide receivers all the time and running backs. They do whatever. It's next man up, and then they just hire whoever to fill roles and jobs.
They've always done that, but he always had certain constants. You know, he always had, you know, for a long period of time, Gronk. For a long period of time, there was Welker. For a long period of time, you know, it was Edelman. Or, I mean, like, he had certain guys that were there, and then they just fill out the rest of the roster. He didn't have those guys, you know. Gronk wasn't there. He's gone. You know, Edelman was hurt a lot of the season, so it was a lot different for him to have to work with completely new guys just about every week.
So everybody keeps double-teaming Edelman. Remember Kansas City did it all day, Carver High? And now the Dolphins did it all day. Then Roe picked off Brady. Can the Titans double-team him all day and then hope that the rest of those hacks don't get it done? Because that's what they are.
Yeah, I think the Titans have the type of secondary that could do that. They've got some really good players back there, Logan Ryan and others. So I think that that's a strategy. It's worked. Look at the teams that have beaten him over the last month. It has worked, so I would try it.
They used a linebacker to make a catch for a touchdown. The guy Roberts.
Well, yeah, they needed it. They used like a trick play. They've scored a lot of touchdowns on trick plays.
But Sanu and Dorsett just haven't been getting it done. I mean, Dorsett had one catch. Sanu had three catches. And do you even think that they're running the ball well at all? I don't think they're doing that well either.
No, I think they are. I mean, the offense as a whole has struggled this year.
So they've used Michelle, Burkhead, and White. There's no way that I just cannot see that team going to the Super Bowl. It's just not the same. There is absolutely no one in fear of this football team anymore.
And that's the thing to me that surprised me so much. I mean, McDaniels' name is so hot again this year that, oh, he'll definitely have a job. Why? I mean, I know he hasn't had the greatest ingredients to try to cook with there, but he hasn't really made anything of it. And with the greatest quarterback of all time, so for him to be, like, number one on so many people's lists again this year, I'm looking at it and saying, what did he do?
Do you think he's better off staying there again and waiting for Bill Belichick to retire?
Because I think that's what he's going to do.
Right?
Here's my thing with him. I get what Mafia's saying. Honestly, he's going to be hot no matter what because Patriot guys are always hot. I get that I personally think it's just they don't have good enough personnel this year. I think that's why their offense isn't as good. I don't think it's Brady. I think it's just they don't have weapons. McDaniel will always be a hot name. Here's why I will never trust him. What he did to the Colts, I'll never trust him again. Saying right. that he's taking the job and then backing out of it, that's why I just don't want any part of him. And I get why teams are so enamored with him. I think he's sticking around and waiting for Bill. Although, let's be honest, does Bill look like he's shutting it down anytime soon?
No.
Like, what's that guy going to do if he's not coaching football? You think he's sitting around on the boat drinking a Mai Tai?
No.
I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Isn't his girlfriend from Jersey? Maybe he can hang out in Atlantic City and play slots.
He seemed to love doing those, you know, the NFL shows, the greatest players and stuff. Maybe he gets into the media.
Maybe he took my job at the NFL Network.
He was absolutely excellent on those, by the way.
Yeah.
We might have talked about this before.
Everybody gave him rave reviews.
But honestly, when he's in that setting and he's talking about things like that and just talking
actually
football,
cool.
He is so interesting and engaging to listen to. When you get him on the podium in the middle of the week on a Wednesday.
Anything about the Patriots.
It's painful. But when you sit him in that room with a couple of Hall of Famers, and they're or with a Saban thing too, and he's just talking football.
He's brilliant.
It's great to listen
he's
to.
He's engaging.
If you love football. It is.
Do you think he's in a Phil Jackson kind of situation that everyone's talked about how Tom Brady's the greatest of all time, and maybe that's like the reason that he's winning, that he feels like he has to stick around after Brady leaves to prove that he's as good a coach as, you know, he thinks he is?
Yeah, I don't think that, frankly, in my opinion, as I've told you many times, I don't believe he has to prove anything to anybody ever. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame as what, if not the greatest coach ever. You know, people can say, you know, it's so easy that the whole Lombardi thing has just gone on forever, right? They've tagged that guy the greatest coach ever, right? Am I wrong? And they've just rolled with that year after year after year. They named the trophy after him and everything else. So he's the pinnacle, right? But you can't even tell me that this guy hasn't passed him. Belichick has passed all of them.
Oh, he's passed them.
So he's long ago passed Lombardi, in my opinion. There's nothing he can do to, damage what he's accomplished, in my opinion. In fact, do you remember even when Brady went down, didn't he coach Matt Castle to like 14 wins?
11-5.
11-5 or something. So here's the deal. I think a lot of people will, because the media is vicious to begin with, I think they'll bash him when Brady leaves and they are average. Because they're not, I mean, are they just going to, because they don't have Garoppolo. They don't have that. Who's their backup, Hoyer?
I believe the kid Stidham from Auburn.
Oh, God, it's even worse. He has no chance with him. So,
no, he's going to be looking for a quarterback.
Looking for a quarterback. And is he not better off just sticking with Brady again for another year?
We don't really know what the...
Doesn't he just do a one-year deal
but
to keep going?
We don't know what the relationship is behind closed doors. We don't know what it is.
Remember the stories that said it was super dysfunctional,
right,
and everybody hated each other?
But who knows if that's not completely false? I mean, maybe there are some things. Brady might be, Kraft and Brady might be the tightest ever. And Bill.
How about Tom Brady taking famous Jameis' job?
But
go,
you
go
know
down
Bill.
There for Tampa
Bill
and get
has
a little
shown
tan.
His entire time in New England. No matter how good you were for him, when he thinks you're done, he lets you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that report. I think he thought Tom was getting to the end, and he wanted to start going in the Jimmy G area. And
Kraft,
Brady and Kraft said, no,
right.
That's not happening.
Kraft power played him.
So, you know, other than that, I think that at the end of the day, Bill's going to win because he can coach forever.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.